With only 25 shows, we have rebranded the 15 Minutes of Giving No Fucks podcast into the new Attentive While Oblivious podcast. We felt that it gives the show a broader appeal with a more positive vibe. Don't get it twisted. The show is still the same as our Divorce Devil podcast. Funny, witty, in your face, crazy, entertaining, innovative, and sometimes out of control. The show's premise has not changed and the goal is still the same. This special podcast is one that is not in the business of making you not care about things, but getting you to take a step back and articulate to yourself what is important and what matters in your life. You still attentively care and are aware of everything, but the oblivious side allows you to organize your life while pushing the fluff aside. That's what everybody wants in life. Less chaos. Every podcast will feature my co-host or a special guest, usually a friend of mine. We will discuss how the art of being attentive while oblivious is incorporated into their daily life. We realize the struggle is real.
Welcome everybody out there to Attentive While Oblivious podcast.
Formerly known as 15 Minutes of Giving No Fucks.
Episode number 31. So today we're talking about Veruca Salt. And that is not a spice.
It's not like Himalayan pink salt.
It is a spice.
It's a spicy person.
It's a spicy person, but not a spice.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with Veruca Salt? So a little backstory.
Welcome to modern day elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. Anyway. Yeah. So Veruca Salt is a fictional character from Mr. Dahl's popular children's novel, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. She's one of the five children who win golden tickets to visit Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Veruca is portrayed as a spoiled, demanding young girl who's used to getting everything she wants. Veruca Salt's importance in the story lies in her depiction as a symbol of greed and entitlement. She represents the negative consequences of unchecked desire and lack of gratitude. Bam!
But I think, too, this can be many people at different times, but when you live in that spoiled brat life and not willing to change and not willing to see your fault or you're the always right, that's where we're living today.
And it's not always women. There's men too.
No. I'm saying boys and girls and adults. There's a lot of adults that are spoiled.
Old-ass adults. Yeah.
Yes. My ex-mother-in-law. Yes. That if they don't get their way, you are the problem. If they don't get exactly what they need from you, we're going to turn it around. So you're the problem. You're the issue. You're this. It's your fault. And the problem is, I feel like generationally, like my parents were like, you should be seen and not heard. You're going to do what I say, blah, 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 blah. And then we had to find our voice. So when my voice came out, I was like, oh, I'm going to let my kids have an opinion. I'm going to let my kids do this. I'm going to do that. I now have learned that I should have beat my kids more. I should have. That timeout chair did not fucking work.
Oh, white people, I love you guys.
And I don't mean like abuse them. I mean like, look, you're gonna do what I say because I'm keeping you safe.
Or else I'm gonna throw punch you.
I love a throw punch.
Yeah.
I mean, the chocolate's amazing too. Just throw that shoe at someone. Did you learn about that?
Yes, you're talking about that.
So I think we're living in a society where we have so much instant gratification. And I have to admit, like, I have created that at some points where it's like, I need. But what do you really, you know, what you want and what you need are two different things. And they get mushed together. So you need food, water, shelter. You want nice cars, nice vacations, lots of money.
I think you need me to go through the seven ways to combat it.
Let me hear it.
Okay.
Let me get it. All right. Your soul right.
So I'm going to say one, and then you can comment on that. So set clear boundaries. Mm. Establish and communicate your own boundaries regarding what you're willing and able to do for others. Be firm but respectful in expressing your limits and ensure that your own needs and well-being are not being compromised. By setting boundaries, you discourage others from taking advantage of your kindness and of resources.
Yeah, I think that boundaries in itself are healthy. I feel like people think that you told me not to address you that way, and I keep doing it. I think it's funny, but you feel disrespected. And until you say, you know, I really don't like when you say that to me. When you call me a bushnut. Listen to other podcast people. I would really prefer to be called a tree nut.
Yeah, don't call me bushnut. Call me tree nut.
Tree nut.
Bushnut has a bad connotation.
Because all we can think of is penises. That's all I can think of. That's all I got. I got a penis. I just see a penis.
Hey. Back to the podcast.
So set clear
boundaries. Yes.
And a lot of times when you've created or that has been created a Baruch Assault, it's really hard to change it because no one else has told me that. So you're the problem.
It's hard putting the genie back in the bottle.
Because that big butt.
Yeah, big butt. Don't fit in the bottle. Yep, that little gooseneck is like, boop.
Yeah. Okay, what's number two?
Number two, encourage empathy and perspective taking. Help individuals with a sense of entitlement develop empathy by encouraging them to consider the feelings and perspective of others. Encourage open and honest communication and respectfully point out the impact their behavior has on those around them. Encouraging perspective taking can promote understanding and reduce self-centeredness. That's a tough one, man. You actually sit the person down and say, hey, you're being an asshole. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just moved my daughter across the country. And she is very appreciative of all the stuff I've done for her and everything. But in this big move, there's a lot of things that she needs. There's also a lot of things that she wants. And my job as a parent was to reiterate what is a need and what is a want. Just because you think that you need it doesn't mean that you actually need it. You don't need a rug just because you need a rug. You need a table, you need a chair, you need a place to sit, you need a place to sleep, you need some towels, you need some things. She had made a comment about why she doesn't get to go somewhere because everybody else's parents are paying for this and that. I'm like, you made these decisions of when you start your job, where you're going to go. I moved you across country, did all this stuff. And all I heard was money, 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 money. And unless I was giving her money, 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 I wasn't the trip. I wasn't the this. I wasn't the vacation. I wasn't that. And I wasn't doing enough. When I was exhausted from traveling across country in a Jeep for 26 hours, paying because I'm the mom and no, she hasn't started her job, which I wasn't mad about. But when it wasn't enough, I lost my shit.
So did you encourage empathy?
So what I said to her, as I said, right now, how you sound, and again, I was yelling and I was crying and I was yelling and I was crying, and it was a whole mom daughter back and forth. You know, I've had enough. I'm exhausted. You're exhausted. I got no more left. Whether that's energy, money, I got no fight. I got nothing. So it's all coming out. That's when you get that ugly cry, you know, whatever. I says, my best friend was also with us, and I said, have you ever talked to her like you talk to me? No, why would I? So why would you talk to me, the person who's in your corner?
No time, money, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. When I have done everything, I've been in your corner for all of your shit. All your shit, I'm always there. Why is it so easy for that child of yours to be so mean and angry?
Because you've always been that mom relationship, that mom-kid relationship.
Yeah. And I've always been a sounding board, which I always wanted my kids to come to me and tell me their problems. And, you know, I'd rather them ask me and get my truth, which I hope I would educate myself to figure out, like, how to talk about it. Not just my ideals or my opinion. But a lot of times they came to me, it was about relationships or health or whatever. And I try to give them my knowledge. And if I don't know, I'm like, I don't know. Let's figure it out. I think what happened was she's scared. I'm sad. I'm leaving my daughter 2,600 miles away. She's sad. She's going to be 2,600 miles. She started a new job after college, doing a little stuff, living the life she wants in the city.
It was stressful.
It was stressful for everybody. And I think what came out of it is, she didn't know she was talking to me like that because she was scared
so stressful.
And sad and all the things until I said, hey, you're being an asshole.
So it's almost like a reset.
And again, like I always said this too, like the first time a child steals, do they actually know that it's bad? No. Until you say, we can't take other things that don't belong to us and you can't do that. The next time they make a conscious decision to steal,
it's their ass.
They're now a thief. right? Yep. Because they've decided to do that. But the first time, it's more of like that moral lesson, all of that stuff. So if you are constantly, if you're a narcissist and no one tells you that you're a narcissist, you probably don't care. But until someone sheds some light on going, you're no longer allowed to talk to me like that.
And then they can make a conscious decision.
And then they know they are, because multiple people have said you're a narcissist. Now they are willingly mm-hmm. being disrespectful. They are saying, I want to be disrespectful. I need to be the boss, and you're
going
to shut up.
I'm going out of my way. Yeah. So number three, model gratitude and humility. Mm-hmm. Lead by example and demonstrate gratitude, which you just talked about.
Yeah.
Gratitude and humility in your own actions and interactions. Show appreciation for the contributions, efforts of others, and avoid exhibiting entitled behavior yourself. Modeling these qualities can influence others positively and encourage them to reflect on their own behavior.
So how in your own life have you done that?
I beat my kids when they were little.
Okay, so what if you're not dealing with your child?
Hey, BTA was my family model. Beat that ass.
Okay, so what if you're dealing with a patient? Or what if you're dealing with not your child?
It's more of an when I've been in a situation, it's always been the employee. Mm-hmm. And I try my best to guide them. Say, hey, let's do this. Maybe I should have told this patient that instead of these words. So
you're educating.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it doesn't work eventually, then they got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of chances.
What if the people in your life can't go?
Oh, yeah, they can. Hey, everybody can go.
Okay. And that's a boundary.
Oh,
that
yeah.
You're not disposable.
Everybody can be disposed.
And again, at your job, someone can replace you.
Yep.
They may not do as good of a job, but you're replaceable. Yep. And just because it's your family or just because it's a friend doesn't mean that they get to treat you like that.
Correct.
And I think one of the things that happened when with my daughter and I had our fight, I want to say fight, discussion loudly, it was in all the other relationships in my life, if something were to happen to me, not one of them would describe me as condescending, narcissistic, self-absorbed, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Like all of these negative things that you just said, you're crazy, you're this, you don't mm-hmm. listen, blah, blah, blah. No one else in my life, in my bubble, would describe me as that. And I think I'm a pretty good human being.
But when you're stressed out, man, and when you're arguing, you try to hurt as much as you can.
Oh, yeah, you're pushing all the buttons. Yeah, and again, a mother-daughter, that dynamic is already like two alpha females going, I'm the boss!
Or the one that thinks she's alpha.
Yeah. And like, you know, one of my things, I'm like, I, in all my other relationships, can talk to someone. People call me for advice. People ask me questions, do all this stuff. You do the same thing, but if it's not what you want to hear, you're mad at me, or you don't know what you're talking about, and then you hang up on me.
Yep.
So why don't I get the same respect as your friend's moms or my best friend who she calls aunt? Why don't I get the same respect she gets when she's literally saying the same thing I am?
Same
but because
thing.
My existence is different than theirs, I'm the asshole, or I'm calling you out because mine is all love. Everything I say is coming out of love.
Even if something you don't want to hear.
Yeah. And I've come so far in my own life. I don't want you to have to go through all this shit, but I know as a human, you have to go through the shit in order to understand the shit.
Even if I try to tell you ahead of time that's not going to work.
And again, I can tell you a thousand times what it's like for the worst breakup ever. Getting a divorce, all this stuff, you know, having a baby. I can tell you my experiences, but until you have a baby, you do not know what it's like.
You ain't going to listen worth a damn.
You cannot sympathize, empathize, all the words. But again, I can try to prepare you going, hey, this is what happens. It really hurts. This sucks. That works. This is it. You're going to go through this drought of like, I hate everybody, blah, blah, blah. But until you go through that worst breakup ever, it's just words.
So this kind of segues into number four, provide constructive feedback.
Yeah.
And even if the feedback is not taken, you still do the constructive feedback because eventually they might hear you.
Yeah.
So if you have a close relationship with the person exhibiting entitlement, offer constructive feedback in a calm and non-confrontational manner. Good job.
I probably didn't do
good
that.
Good job.
I'm pretty sure the words I said were, if you were my friend, we wouldn't be friends anymore.
Use I statements to express how their behavior affects you and others and suggest alternative approaches or or behaviors that would be more respectful and considerate.
And this is a hard, the Baruch Assault thing is a really hard thing, especially if it's your own child.
Oh, yeah.
Or the child of a partner or like a stepchild or, you know, a friend's child. I've had so many experiences where my friend's kids.
Or a spouse.
Their children are fucking shitty, so I don't want to hang out with their kids, but I like the parent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, is your kid coming? I'm busy. Why didn't tell you when? I'm busy then, too.
Is your kid's at your grandparents all summer? Yeah. Okay, I'll see you every day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I think there's a fine line of couth. Right? So how you handle each situation. And again, if it's a partner, like, I said the other day, I'm like, thank God we like our bonus kids, right? Because if you had to be with this partner and you had a child that doesn't respect you or you don't respect the child or the kid's shitty, it can turn into this fight between you and your partner. Yeah.
I dated women, believe it or not.
Women? All women?
Women. Okay. Women that their kids really didn't mesh before.
Oh, yeah. You said that you've broken up.
Oh, man. I've learned the hard way, which leads me to number five, encourage personal growth and self-reflection. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, look at yourself. Look at what you're doing, which probably is a waste, but yeah.
Well, no, and that can also be backfiring because you're like, you should look in the mirror. Well, you're a product of me, so I probably did this. It's my fault. And again, a lot of moms think like that. If your kid's an asshole, it is all your fault. Well, there's also this thing called genetics, and they split, and there's two parents, and there's grandparents, and there's traditional bullshit just trickles down.
But also, they got to be responsible, too. After a certain age, they got to be responsible.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. I says, every decision...
If they're 10, that's a different story.
I can't make every decision for you, and each one leads to a different circumstance or consequence. Again, I can only guide you. And you're going to do what you want to do. And then if it fails, I'm going to be there anyway. Yep. And if you succeed, I'm going to be there anyway. So why not be respectful? Why not be appreciative? Why not be attentive? Why not say, I appreciate you so much. I'm sorry I acted like that. Yep. I was scared, nervous, whatever. And again, my daughter and I had a really good, like, come back to Jesus moment.
There you go. You needed that.
And it was more or less like, it was like she was barking orders, and if I weren't doing it, I wasn't enough. And that was my perception, and I don't think she meant to do it. But until I called her out, I'm going, stop.
Yep.
Just stop. Like, that's enough. You won't talk to me like that, or I won't be in your life. I want to be in your life. But I also need the respect I get from other people in other relationships and other areas in my life. Because no one talks to me like that. And if they want to, and we're friends... I'm sarcastic with most people.
Oh, yeah. You can dish it back.
Yeah. And I have a tough skin. I do not take a lot of things to heart. Am I sensitive to things? Do I cry at Hallmark movies? Yes. But if you say I'm a bitch, I'm like, thanks.
Thanks.
Woo. Oh, yeah. So I've been called better.
So the encourage personal growth and self-reflection deal with gently encourage individuals with a sense of entitlement to engage in self-reflection and personal growth.
Yeah.
Help them explore the underlying reasons for their entitlement, such as insecurities, unrealistic expectations. Support them in finding healthier ways to validate their self-worth and build confidence.
And this is hard, too, because a lot of people don't want to change because it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm fine. I don't know what your problem is. It's your fault.
Or they're embarrassed to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or embarrassed because they've been called out. If no one does it, they're going to keep being like that.
Yeah. So they're embarrassed to change because they've been like that forever. So they say, okay, if I change, that means I was wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's not a fact of being wrong. It's just a way of changing behavior.
You need to see a different perspective.
Yeah, perspective.
Sometimes when you tell someone, hey, you're being negative all the time and it's really bringing down the whole space.
Yeah.
Why not try to fix it? My dad said, solutions don't start with excuses. Everything is generally an excuse until you find ways to fix the problem. And if you're the problem, guess what? We're all fucking human. We all have shit.
We can fix ourselves.
We all have shit.
There's there's a chance to fix yourself. So number six, promote accountability. Yes. So we have to be accountable to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Hold individuals accountable for their actions and the consequences of their entitlement. Consequences. Oh, hello.
I don't know.
Consequences. Consequences
like sex. I'm going to trigger some people right now.
Let's not trigger them.
No, I'm going to trigger.
Let's not trigger. Let's just keep it general.
I'm not going to do generational either. Right. I'm going to trigger some people.
Nope.
No matter what someone says, you're going to be mad. No matter what someone does, you're going to be mad. There's a general group of humans, and I'm not boomers, Gen Xers. I know a lot of Gen Xers are just like, fuck off. There's no other, you can't talk, you're not going to change them. Boomers, they are just grumpy old people. They don't give a fuck. Every generation has that group of people that are just mad about the fucking world.
Just mad.
And generally, since COVID, there's this new thing called entitlement. Feeling like I'm going to say and do what I want because I have the voice to say and do what I want. But then on the other thing is like, well, you can't tell me what to say. Well, no, if you can tell me what to say, I can tell you to say.
If I listen to you, you need to listen to me.
Yeah. And it's not just generational. We are one nation, right?
A groove.
But we have been so separated disjointed. And divided. Yep. And we are not a joint community. We are, my rights are better than your rights. And this one's rights are better than that one. No, everybody, as humans, not just whatever you identify as, whatever you do, whoever you love. I don't care what you do, I don't care. I just want equal respect for everybody. And if you're saying that everybody. One is better than other, you are the problem, right? You are actually making it worse by getting rid of all the other stuff. So my heart, I'm a white female. I like boys. Good. Do you fucking care? You don't care. Because I'm a good human, right? Yep. But the second that you say that I'm not allowed to be a white female, I can't change those things about myself. That's what I am. You can medically change yourself, right?
People should accept you the way you are.
Again, and you can yell from the rooftops, but it really comes down to one species. We are all human.
Yep.
We all need to respect each other. Don't tell me that I have to, in my home, say all this stuff when you obviously don't give a shit what I do, because I don't give a shit what you do. Be happy. We all want to be happy. We all want the same thing.
Go, Rachel.
Be
go
left Rachel. Alone. Go, Rachel. Leave me alone.
Rachel. Go, Rachel.
No, like, am I right?
Like, no, you're right. You're totally right.
It
boils down to we should get along and accept everyone as they are.
And again, I feel like we are filled with a society of Veruca Salts.
Oh, yeah.
If definitely. You don't give me what I want now, I'm going to cry, scream, yell, blah, blah, until I've shoved it down your throat long enough and you just give up.
Yep.
Because now I'm just like,
whatever. Beat you down, yep.
Yeah, so is that the kind of society we want? A beat down society? No, we want an empowered society. We
beat down society brings us to number seven.
To feel.
So in order to bring all this together, it says we need to seek support from others. If the person's entitlement continues to pose challenges or if their behavior becomes harmful, consider seeking support from others who may be able to intervene or provide guidance. Friends, family, mentors, professionals, therapists, mediators. Remember, combating others' self-entitlement is a gradual process. It doesn't happen overnight.
No. And I think, you know, that proverbial, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Just because you're louder or you talk over me doesn't mean I'm respecting you. It means I've tuned you out. I don't even know what the fuck you're screaming about.
And I'm going to talk about your heavy ass on a podcast later.
And I'm going to be like, why can't people just exist and find they're happy?
Yeah.
If I'm happy with a male, why do you care? If you're happy with a woman and you're a woman, cool, great. Are you a decent human and not a narcissist and not a dick to people?
That's what matters.
Or not controlling or telling people they have to do what you say. Or if you don't fly my flag, I'm pissed off. I'll fly them all. I don't really care. But I also need you to say, do what you want. Like, live your life. Are you happy? That's all I care. Are you happy?
Thank you for listening to
I want you to be happy. And I want you to not be Veruca Salt.
Thank you for listening to Rachel's podcast. We want to thank you for coming.
I just have some things. Some things I'm dealing with.
Yeah, she got some issues with people.
If you and I didn't have issues, there would be no podcast.
There would be no issue.
Yeah, and again, we're humans. We all have our shit.
Yep.
Stop being a spoiled brat. And again, we all go through moments where, like, if it's my birthday and I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese, we're going to fucking Chuck E. Cheese because it's my birthday. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to tell you that you're an asshole because you didn't go to my Chuck E. Cheese birthday.
Or you want to go Chuck E. Cheese every day. You don't get your way.
Because no one said no to me.
No.
I go by myself. Be okay going by yourself. All right,
everybody.
Veruca Salt's going to have to go by herself because she ain't got no friends because she's spoiled brat.
Veruca Salt, you're in trouble out there, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I think Rachel is gunning for your happy butt. So, yeah. All right, I want to wish everybody.
And this is not just about my daughter because she's like, "Well, I'm going to be on your podcast now." No, this was not about you.
This is a general thing.
This is general.
Yeah.
So happened it happened.
Yeah. She's the best.
For the material.
We want to say hi to everybody out there and thanks for listening and have a nice night. Bye bye.
Love you. Bye.